I'm speaking to the head coach of the Concordia High School Orioles, Coach J.K. Basie. You guys had a conference matchup tonight against Wellington Napoleon. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, first of all, Wellington's a really good football team. You know, they lost quite a bit last year up front, and but their skill group was back, and, you know, with Shannon and Shawberg and Blythe Stone and a couple other kids, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough one tonight. You know, but our kids, you know, there were a couple times where it looked like their tails between their legs a little bit, but we bounced back, and, you know, some good things that came from tonight.
Tell us a little bit about those good things that happened tonight. Tell us about some of the bright spots for the Orioles tonight, Coach.
You know, we had offensively, we had some good things happen. They did a really good job on our option. You know, they shifted their defense a little bit and were able to kind of keep us in check on our option. And when that happens, it's tough for us to get going because, you know, in the past couple weeks, we've ran out really well. You know, but Braden McGinnis did a good job tonight. He was I want to say he had like around 50 yards passing, something like that, and a touchdown. He had people in his face all night. Makes it hard to throw the football. You know, but one person I do want to mention is Lane Mueller. Lane, a couple weeks ago, came to me and wanted to make a move and to help the team, and he went from split end to tight end down to an offensive tackle. You know, so he went from a position that gets a little bit of recognition to a spot that really doesn't. But he's really done a great job and been a really good leader over the past couple of weeks.
And he was that way last year as well. I mean, a good group of guys there in Concordia. Lane Mueller's just one of them. And, you know, they're going to be taking on Lone Jack next week with Kingsville and that first year of that cooperative. Tell us a little bit about what you're hoping to accomplish at practice this week after the performance against Wellington tonight, Coach.
You know, one of the things we've really got to work on is ball security. We had 7 turnovers tonight, I believe. You know, including fumbling the opening kickoff, and they went down and scored fairly quickly after that. I think we had 5 turnovers in the first half, and, you know, we talked after the game that it's going to be tough to beat anybody with 5 turnovers, let alone a really good football team like Wellington.
And they are a really good team. How much of that was just pressure that Wellington put on you guys?
You know, I know they had at least 1 forced fumble, but we had a couple bad exchanges on our option. We had a couple interceptions. Braden threw, had to get rid of the ball fairly quickly, you know, quicker than he wanted to, and got picked. On our, you know, our offensive line, like I said at the beginning of the year, is new. They're 5 rookies now, but, you know, we're weak, you know, 6 into the season. They're getting better, but, you know, when it's their first time playing against a good defense like Wellington, it makes it hard when they're bringing some pressure.
Absolutely, Coach. And tell us a little bit about the good things that you saw on defense. I know that the score isn't exactly super close, but I knowing Wellington Napoleon, you guys definitely probably had a pretty decent performance on defense in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, we did. You know, there were some good things. They had we had trouble stopping their little quarterback counter and their little off tackle. Their offensive line, they're fairly young. If I remember looking at their roster right, maybe 1 or 2 seniors and the rest are underclassmen. They did a really good job tonight. You know, we came out a different defense that we hadn't run yet. They made some good adjustments. You know, our linebackers did a good job getting to the football. You know, Braden McGinnis, Cameron Kelly, and Lane Mueller did a good job of getting the football. You know, we held them 3 or 4 times, 4 and out, and we had forced a couple turnovers. So, you know, there were some glimpses there for sure.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you for calling into the 5th quarter show, and we're hoping to hear about a win next week against Lone Jack with Kingsville, all right?
We'll call either way.
Appreciate you, Coach. That was Coach J.K. Basie with the Concordia High School Orioles.